Yeah.
It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanibonani dumelang abshini molweni bonjour. Good morning. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Sipela, the most handsome 32-year-old. On the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly and buzz more than a beehive. Today I'm chilling with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. I told her in the previous episode that I'm going to be doing the show. I am walking to the 100th episode. Oskumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, like the energy levels are up there.
I'm telling you, we are walking 200 now. We ran 200,000. Now we're walking 200.
Okay. I hope your energy rubs off on me.
It will. What? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm just tired. You know, work, life, everything.
We spoke offline. You need 3 months.
I need 3 months leave where I can sit on a beach somewhere and be served colorful drinks by half-naked men whose names I can't pronounce. That's my ideal holiday right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody who can sponsor that can hit us up. Hit us up on the social media platforms. And if you can bless Khumi with such pleasures,
it will be highly appreciated.
Something we're definitely going to be highly appreciated of, and you're going to appreciate us even more, is the conversation we're definitely having today. Oh, Khumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about probably the oldest conversation in relationships.
Yet still current.
And it's still current, and it still trips people up.
And we still don't have an answer to it.
Even Mandoza asked, and only Dinike and everybody, you know, or Haralmo relationship is it 50-50?
Yep.
And we still don't know.
What does 50-50 look like? You see? No, I'm just adding on to...
Yeah.
To the description. What is...
You know, for me, it's self-explanatory, to be quite honest. But we're going to try and pack it because it's not as... For me, it's simple, but I know for other people, it isn't as simple as just...
It's multi-layered, right?
50, let's go 50-50, you
it's
know.
It's multi-layered.
It is.
There's the monetary concept
of
to it.
Ease.
There's the sexual context to it. Social.
Ease.
You name it.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and see if this concept exists. And if it doesn't, or if it does, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to help us. 50-50 this conversation is our resident psychologist. We said in the last episode, soon to be a movie star. He also told us that, by the way, he's also done another movie. So, balling so hard.
In the company of great.
I mean, stars here. Come on with it. JP! Welcome to the Jordan 6 Podcast.
Hello, you two. Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
Are you well, JP?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
We're fantastic, JP. JP, we're talking about 50-50 in relationships. Awesome. Please give us the sensible explanation to this. When we're talking about 50-50, what are we talking about, JP?
So what most people think of 50-50 is that it's a big myth concept, actually. So 50-50 is a way to go, and I'm going to tell you why 50-50 will not work. Because a relationship should be 100%, 100%, or even 60-60, one of the writers say. And because we want fairness, we want equality with our partners. So as soon as it goes to scorekeeping and to prioritizing, and it becomes a business deal and not a partnership in a relationship. So we look at effort, money, time, and chores. And we see, we're a competitive culture, eh?
Yeah.
We can promote commercial orientation, promoting us towards seeing things, and it's a tit for tat, rather than giving more freely and less conditionally. Not if I pay this, you must pay that. Not I do this for you, you must do that for me. But rather do a let's grow together, let's support each other in a relationship without expecting if I do this, you must do that.
Whew. JP, that sounds easier said than done, right? It sounds easy when you put it in that way. Before I hand it over to Oskumi, J- JP, where are we getting it wrong? Because what you're saying theoretically is correct, but socially, it becomes such a huge emotional and emotive debate.
Definitely. So I think we are doing scorekeeping, and that is not right in a relationship. In a relationship, you should both support each other in what other way that person needs. And there are some things that you're better off can do better than you do. So then let them do that. Use each other's strengths to support your challenging areas. So sometimes in a relationship, you have to take one for the team and keep it moving. So yes, I'm saying we do compromises, right? But you don't always have to sacrifice a piece of you or a piece of your time or whatever for that person the whole time without getting anything back in return. So sometimes, let's say, for example, your partner starts to study a new course or start a new job. They want more support. They are going to change, so they want that basis of knowing that you need. But now you shouldn't be like, you want more time now and you want more love now in this time when they go, they need the support in this instance. But once they get back on their feet and they're happy there and know that you support them through this journey, they are then going to give back to you and support you again in whatever needs you have. So maybe bringing more money into the relationship, coming back home happily, and then you must just appreciate your mate's talent and work with what talents they have. How does my need impact my partner? How does my need impact our relationship? And then you discuss your need to see how you should get a normal ground where both of you can discuss it together and see how you can support each other. I'm not saying complete each other because we're not broken, but to become 100% become one in a relationship.
Speaking of money, JP, excuse me, what happens in the instance where one partner earns more than the other and they might feel slighted, you know, that I'm contributing I'm contributing more financially to the relationship? How then do you broach the subject of saying, listen, you earning this much, I'm earning so much, let's split. You know, you take care of this and I'll take care of that. How do you broach the subject?
Especially then, JP, in a heterosexual relationship context where the female earns more.
Yes, the woman earns more than the man.
Because I think it's easier on if it's the inverse, but
yeah,
it becomes very tricky then when it becomes the inverse, where now the female earns more than the male.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And especially because in some religions, they say the men should be the breadwinner. In some cultures, they believe the male should do all the financial security. And it's usually, back in the day, ladies were supposed not even to finish school. I'm talking about the 1930s. Not even supposed to finish school. They can't even go and study any sciences or anything. They must just stay home, cook and clean. And I'm very happy that times change and it's much more fair now. And there are more equality, women's rights, feminism, movements that are happening. But I do believe, especially coming to money, when generosity comes from a pure heart, both giver and receiver are beneficiaries. This is an essence of what is referred to as invited self-interest, because both help each other, right? So there are no guarantees regarding the outcome, but you take, but it's worth the risk to do this monumental understanding between you two. For example, to get a mutual understanding, mutual ground. And that is when I think, for example, let's say each one has their own bank account for savings, right? But then you have one joint bank account in the sense of your monthly costs. So this is monthly living costs, house, car, whatever you have to pay monthly, food and so on. And then you have another account for saving together. And this is for if you need an extra furniture or a traveling or a whatever fund. But then you still have your own individual account as well. So those middle two that are joint accounts, you both contribute 50-50% to. No matter what you earn, both see, this is what we can afford. Let's put 50-50 in there. And then you still have your individual account that is your extra savings that for one day you can use on each other or whatever, but you have that as well as security. But then the joint accounts are 50-50, and you must see what works for you. I can't say this will work for everyone. But sometimes you must discuss, if that person loses a job, how do they feel? And that's the thing. A lot of people that lose jobs, especially with retirement, they go into depression because they don't really have a purpose anymore. And then you, as a partner, should be there for them to support them through this feeling and show them they are worthy. They've worked so hard all their life to have this time now to calm down and to chill and to have fun. And then together you should again support each other through this new journey, especially after midlife crises, if you think about that.
Is again, I mean, whew, JP, easier said than done. JP, finally, before you go, how do we tackle patriarchy? Because I think it's when we talk 50-50, then that concept rears, dare say, its ugly head. So, what role does patriarchy play in taking us back in terms of sort of equating the playing field in terms of relationships? So how do we deal with patriarchy so that we level the playing field? And if you could give people, couples, boyfriend and girlfriend, boyfriends, whatever type of relationships people are in, how can they approach the concept of 50-50 in just one or two steps?
Okay, so I would definitely say, if you do this patriarchy and you are in control of me because you pay the finance or whatever, then it's actually not a win-win, but it's actually both of you lose. You lose intimacy and you lose the ability to surprise and delight the one that you love. And overall, you lose that atmosphere of respect. So instead, you should do your best to understand and support your partner's dreams. In fact, dream with your partner. And I think that is where we come back to basic morals and values of respecting each other, wanting the best for each other. Because if you see that other person thriving, you are also thriving because you're happy in yourself. So both individuals are thriving on their own. And together, you are supporting each other to thrive together as well. So I do believe if both people give everything to the relationship, loyalty, trustworthiness, and whatever they can contribute in whatever thing. Maybe it's a word of affection and not only money. Maybe it is making a bath for them or cooking for them or whatever. But what you can contribute to make that person feel special in their love language, and then that is just actually more valuable than getting the finance support. And I understand finances are important. We have to survive. Petrol prices going up. But how do we stay happy people and not only business orientated, who wins, who does the most, but actually how do we support each other, love each other, and together grow towards the best us, each one individually, but also together that we can be.
Sure, JP. Thank you so much for your input. Again, I hope and I pray that, you know, we have this conversation in relationships, because it's nice to, because sometimes I feel that, you know, the 50-50 concept is very circumstantial in relationships. It comes out when it's certain things, when we have to pay, like Oskar was saying, when you have to do certain things, you know, it's 50-50. And what you're saying is it needs not to be circumstantial in a relationship. When somebody is able to do it, let us do it by not telling and keeping up scores in terms of who's doing what and how many times somebody has paid for a date or that sort of type of thing.
Exactly. It is together work as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. Picking up the slack of the other one when things are just falling, not falling into place for them. And then together you can have mutual reciprocity, trust, love, understanding. And that is going to make you two blossom in relationship, but also as individuals. And I think that's what we need in this world.
Wow. JP said reciprocity. I Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's a prophecy.
Yes! Sure! We learned it. Like, you know, I know it's complicated, but yeah, but yeah. I thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Again, JP, and your amazing insights.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was so nice to be on here.
Thank you, JP.
Keep well, JP.
Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. So, moral of the story, Oskhumi here, is, guys, we need not to keep scores, but you always say this. You know, relationships is not about keeping scores and keeping tallies.
Some people do, though. Yeah. The sad part, people do. You know, and it always baffles me. Whenever a relationship ends, and then you tell your friends or your family members that me and so-and-so are no longer together, the first thing they always say is like, how? Mara, after everything that you have done for them, why are we keeping score?
Yep.
You know, if you do something for your partner, do it wholeheartedly. Do it because you feel you want to do it for them, and also maybe because they need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not because you're trying to...
Yeah.
No. You know, it should be from the bottom of your heart.
Period.
Or not at all. Now that's my approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where we get it wrong with 50-50, because it's tallying. You know, everybody...
When we break up now, get it split sheets. So, I was paying for dinners. I bought you this up. Why?
Exactly.
Why are we those people? Mm. Why can't you just say the relationship ended, it is what it is, and then you move on? You know, why must you now... What did you speak cheesy and like, I don't understand.
Yeah, and I mean, guys, I mean, the concept of 50-50, I think what we tried to highlight here is really relationships should be as organic as they were. When you first met, what you got attracted to each other needs to be something that you keep moving forward. And this thing of now that when you're in a relationship, when we're about to go out, then the conversation of 50-50 starts. When we're about to engage in sexual activity, then that comes.
But also, I personally believe 50-50 is not just about money, you know, because it's easy to make it about money, but it's not. It's also about, like you said, the social and the emotional and the physical as well. You know, if I'm the one in the relationship who's always the shoulder to cry on, I want a 50-50, because when I need a shoulder to cry on, you're not there.
Exactly.
I want a 50-50.
Exactly.
So and 50-50 means that you are there for me emotionally as much as I'm there for you emotionally. We are there for each other emotionally.
Equally.
You know, our sex life, it's not about your needs or my needs, but it's about us, you know, getting together and just being intimate.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's not just about money, although... Money turns to be...
It commodifies everything.
Yes, it tends to be bigger because, heck, you know, that's what makes the world go around at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I get why 50-50 does tend to be a bit more about money than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
That's what we tried to highlight.
Yes, and we're also trying to highlight that, listen, especially for women... Joe, we're all independent financially. You know, we out here, we're working hard for our money. And like you said earlier, you might be in an instance where you earn more than your partner, more than your man, you know. But that doesn't mean you must be the bull in the crawl. You know, sit down with your man and then discuss.
How do we maneuver?
Because at the end of the day, and especially if you're in a committed relationship, at the end of the day, the money that you guys bring in together, that's what you guys are bringing in together.
Exactly.
That grand total is what you guys have to live on. It doesn't matter whether mangut leka 10 randa, mangut leka 50 randa. At the end of the day, 60 randa, it's in
kamunto.
Exactly. So what do we do with it?
Yeah, hence I'm saying to JP, it's easier said than done.
It is.
It's easier said than done. And I'm hoping that we'll have this conversation further and continue to... try to make people realize that as we become successful and as we become financially independent, as you said, and grow and have aspirations and all these sort of things, let us also remember that in relationships we bring the equal amount of effort, whether it's money, whether it's emotions, as you're saying, and everything else, intimacy, everything needs to come together equally so.
Yeah, that's true.
And I tell you, a place where we also want you to equally be as engaging, 50-50, everybody, is social media platforms.
You can find us on Facebook,
yes,
at Daily Sun.
Uh-huh.
You can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yep.
Or you can find us on our new beautiful website, www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. It is a beautiful website, might I add. Website
it's
is looking.
Exciting. It's looks, very looks. Exciting.
You can actually just see our podcast is just sitting right there on the bottom and the middle. Yeah, bottom right in the middle of the screen. You can get to see this episode, and if you click on it, you can get to see all the other episodes as well.
Yeah.
Once again, a big thank you to JP. Big thank you to you for listening. Remember, guys, autumn weather patterns are becoming a bit colder. Everybody's going to start getting intimate. Please make sure that you're condomizing. You wear the condoms, everybody. Get vaccinated, everybody. There's booster shots. You know, we're getting all these new variants. There's a sub-variant now to the Omicron variant. Please make sure whatever variants that are going to come through, we don't want any variant to vary our struggle and the fight that we've been through throughout this pandemic. The restrictions currently are enabling our economy to grow. We need our economy fully functional and running. And in order for that to happen, please, guys, do your part in being safe, as Oskhumi would say. Stay safe in the streets, yeah?
Yeah. And don't stop drinking water.
Yeah. I know it's winter, and it tends to sort of dip in winter. But, guys, please make sure please make sure that you drink lots and lots of water. But thank you for listening. If you see us on the streets, do know that this one is Mlungi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the She's Got Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still going to see Abby and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.